The show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. And I'm Kevin Kelly. Our program today will talk about two specific performances. Well, three, technically. One of them is by Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. They're going to be performing at the High Dive in downtown Champaign Friday night from 7 o'clock, along with Rhythm Manding, which is a local group led by master drummer Musa Bolokota Konde. I'll be talking with the leader of Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, first part of our show. And then coming up, I'll be talking with Cindy Johnson, who is director of the Greater Decatur Chorale. And here's the technical two extra performances. They're performing twice this weekend, same concert, on Saturday and Sunday, both of those at 6 o'clock in the Fairview Park Pavilion in Decatur. Well, there is a slight difference between the two concerts in that there will be two different guest groups, one of them performing Saturday night, the Young Park Singers, and then on Sunday it's the Decatur Park Singers, Young Park Singers related to the Decatur Park Singers. They're just younger. That's, I think, literally true. This is Live and Local. Stay with us. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Ruben Koroma, who is leader of the Sierra Leone, technically Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, who are coming to Champaign for a show on Friday night at 7 o'clock at the High Dive in downtown Champaign. And we actually had a conversation about Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars a while back when they were appearing elsewhere in our listening area. And we're pleased to have Ruben on the phone this time because didn't get to talk to him as the leader last time. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, man.
The song we just heard is off of your new CD called Radio Salon. It's a song called Barra Case. And I wonder if you can tell me a little bit about what that's about. What's the name come from?
Well, the name comes from the Timne language. You know, in Sierra Leone, we have 16 ethnic groups, and one of it is called Timne. And, actually, I got the inspiration to sing the song when I was trying to find my wife, you know. It talks about, you know, like when two people love themselves and then other people trying to separate them, which is not good, you know. And it also talks about, you know, like when two lovers love themselves, they don't need interruption of other people, like people trying to separate them, you know. Yeah, I think that's the full meaning of the song.
So that's the meaning between two people. Does it also have any reflection on the larger picture of refugees and loving their homeland, or is that too much of a stretch?
It's not too much of a stretch. Yeah, well, that could be reflected that way, you know. But it talks about, really, don't separate people who love themselves, you know. And as a matter of fact, don't also separate people who love their country from their country. I think it makes sense.
Well, let's go back a little bit to the beginning of the Refugee All-Stars. This is a group that you started in pretty nasty circumstances with the wars going on in Sierra Leone in the 90s. Talk a little bit about the history that led up to the formation of this group.
Well, that was way back when the war had to force us out of our country, and we sought refuge in the neighboring country, the Republic of Guinea. You know, and as you rightly said, the situation was really not conducive. We were living in the camp and in a bad condition, no good place to sleep. We sleep on tarpaulin mats and we sleep in tarpaulin houses, you know. And tarpaulin is like a plastic sheeting. All right, and then it's just a new settlement, you know. No good water to drink, and sometimes we have attacks by wild animals and harmful insects, you know, like scorpions and other stuff. So it was terrible. But I sat down and then I thought, well, instead of sitting, thinking about what has happened to me, is that time I pick up my instrument and play. To myself, you know, just to disoccupy myself from the world.
And what was your instrument?
Yeah, from the frustration of the war.
What was your instrument?
I strum guitar. And then with the voices too. And so, when we started doing it, we found out that many people really like it. Our fellow refugees will come around us. You know, they started in small quantity. And then as we kept doing it, the numbers started to grow. So that's how we practically sense that, well, music could be of a great help to people who have like a psychological problem like that. And so we kept doing it, you know, because we know by through doing it, we can keep the people alive, you know. And so that is the start of the Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. We so kept there... doing it until in 2002, two Americans and one Canadian came to our aid, you know. They met us and they discovered that we have good songs. And they suggested to make a documentary film about us. It goes to, you know, the other refugee camps, and they took footages of our performances, interviews, and brought all the stuff in America and made the documentary film about us. And that's how our story came to the West or to the United States, you know.
And then several years later, released your first album called Living Like a Refugee. That was 2006.
Living Like a Refugee, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I think when I talked with one of your colleagues who goes by the name Black Nature a while ago, it must have been shortly after you had released your second album called Rise and Shine.
Yeah.
And now the music we heard a bit ago is from a brand new one called Radio Salon. What does the name of the album mean?
Well, the album means Radio Salon, like Sierra Leone radio. Sierra Leone in Creole is called Salon, Sierra Leone radio.
And how does the radio theme get into this album? Because it sort of runs throughout the concept, both the visual album, the visual jacket for the album, but also the music as well. What's the radio theme?
Well, actually, the radio is shot in media. You know, back in Africa, the radio plays an important role. You know, most of the people do not have like televisions and other stuff, you know. But the radio is the only media that we could hear news, we could hear about games played, we could hear different type of music played everywhere in the world. So on the radio, through us passionately as musicians, most of the influences we got before we play music, we really got it from the radio, you know. Like the influences we got, influences from we got our inspiration from, like, Bob Marley, Beatles, you know, and great musicians like Teddy Pendergrass, you know, Kool & the Gang, all those groups, you know. That the only media that we are able to get this stuff is through the radio. So we just feel that the radio has been very much important to us. It's a means of our inspiration, you know. And in our music, we know in Radio Salon, we know that we have, like, our cultural Gumbe music in there. But most of the rhythms we played, like, in the album, you know, are influences from different parts of the world. And so we believe that the radio is one of the source, and that's why we call it Radio Salon.
Well, let's hear another song from this album. And this is one that I picked just because I think it, to me, it seems kind of funny, and I wonder if you mean it to be that way. It's called Big Fat Dog.
Yeah.
Is this just a bit of an amusing distraction?
No. A Big Fat Dog is just, it talks about, like, greedy people, you know. Yeah. Hello?
Yes. Well, let's give it a listen. It's called Big Fat Dog. It's the Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, their new CD called Radio Salon. They're going to be in Champaign Friday night for a show at the High Dive, along with a local group called Rhythm Manding, led by drummer Musa Bolokoda Sonde and Konde, sorry, and that show starts at 7 o'clock. My guest is the leader of the Refugee All-Stars, Ruben Koroma.
I say a big fat dog sitting on the corner waiting for the big fat dog.
The song's called Big Fat Dog from Refugee All-Stars from Sierra Leone. Their CD called Radio Salon, and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Ruben Koroma is the leader of the band, also lead singer of the band. And as you mentioned, the songs, some of the songs from this record represent many of the influences that, musical influences that came to you partly through the radio. You mentioned a minute ago your traditional Gumbe music. What is that?
Well, we have a traditional music we play in Sierra Leone we call Gumbe. You know, like with the hand drums, shakers, and cowbells. And with the voices, you know.
And there are several what you call Gumbe interludes throughout this album. They're just short bits where there's, I think they all start with the drums, maybe some traditional horns, sounds of some kind. And then what it sounds to me like parts of a song, they're only about a minute long or so.
Which one?
Well, let's see. Here's one, Rain Come, Sun Come is one of them. And what else did I write down? Papa Franco?
Yes, yes.
What's the idea of the interludes between the various songs?
Well, it's just to let people know that this thing specifically comes from Sierra Leone, you know. Because sometimes when we produce albums, people will hardly know that this music comes from Sierra Leonean people. You know, so we just want to identify our country, you know, with our works. So that's why we really presented this album this way. We gave a cultural interlude of every song, you know,
so
to
this
make it more Sierra Leonean.
And this album does represent quite a bit of a progression from your first album, Living Like a Refugee. Partly because you're absorbing some of these other influences from around the world, but also has your instrumentation changed and the whole production of your albums changed as well?
Yes, I think so, because it's because, you know, we've been changing producers too, you know. You can see that our first producer was Chris Villan, and the second album, Rise and Shine, was produced by Steve Berlin, and this third album is produced by Victor Axelrod, who resides in New York. So,
and he's produced some people like Amy Winehouse, for example, who people would certainly know. Does the band have the same purpose as it did when you first got started, where you're trying to bring hope specifically to the country of Sierra Leone, or has the purpose changed over the years?
Well, we still continue with the same vibes, the same positive vibes that we had since the beginning, you know, and we always try to spread positive message across the world, you know, and what we stand for is peace. We always talk about peace, you know, and that's what we stand for. And I don't think we have to relent. We have to be talking about peace, because we just believe in way that peace is precious. And peace is the only thing that we need in the world today, you know. Make the world much better.
Well, I hope that, we always hope that music will have some sort of positive influence on people everywhere, and that you can continue doing that. Talk a little bit about the song we're going to go out with, which is called Mampama.
Oh, Mampama. Mampama, it's palm wine. You know palm wine?
I have heard of palm wine.
Okay, palm wine is a kind of drink that is very popular in Sierra Leone, and it is the most affordable drink Sierra Leoneans love it. You know, it's like there. We sell palm wine there, and people like to drink palm wine there. So palm wine is a main source of, you know, socializing in Sierra Leone. If you want to go to a big gathering, especially in the provinces, and, makes you very happy sometimes. So it's a popular drink.
So this is another way of bringing peace to the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mampama, the name of the song from the album called Radio Salon by Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, led by Ruben Koroma, my guest here on Live and Local. And they are coming to Champaign Friday night at the High Dive. They'll be there with Rhythm Manding, a local group led by master drummer Musa Bolokolakonde. I keep saying his name wrong. And the show starts at 7 o'clock. Thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Mampama timo ya posalina.
Don, don, don. Mampama timo ya posalina.
Salina. There's a song about palm wine. It's called Mampama by Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars from their CD called Radio Salon. They're going to be at the High Dive in downtown Champaign Friday night, with doors opening at 7 o'clock, and then the local group Rhythm Manding with Musa Bolokota Konde starting at 7:30 and the Refugee All-Stars starting at 9 o'clock. And enjoyed listening to that music here on Live and Local. Hope you did too. Stay tuned next for a conversation regarding concerts this weekend by the Greater Decatur Chorale. You're invited to come along on our custom-designed trip to England and Wales this September. You can experience the real Downton Abbey in a private tour just for friends of WILL. See lovely Cotswold villages and the Yorkshire countryside, where we'll meet Alan J.W. Bell, who's producer of the show Last of the Summer Wine. You can tour Greenway, Agatha Christie's home, and the elegant English spa town of Bath, where we'll visit the Jane Austen Center before wrapping up the trip to in London. The tour is two-thirds full now. You can call 217-333-7300 or visit WYLL's website for more information. Programs on WYLL-FM today is made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting you to visit the Promenade gift shop for artfully affordable and exceptionally eclectic gifts. More information on upcoming events is on KrannertCenter.com. From a recent rehearsal, that was the Greater Decatur Chorale in their rendition of Don't Rain on My Parade. That's music that'll be on their Broadway segment of an American concert this weekend, which they're actually doing twice, on Saturday and Sunday at 6 o'clock at Fairview Park Pavilion in Decatur. The person who is directing the chorale now for her first season is Cindy Johnson, and she is my next guest here on Live and Local. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
So I said you were recently director as of recently. How recent?
This is the first year that I've directed the chorale since about September, and I'm the 11th director and the first female director since the chorale's inception.
Well, congratulations on both of those points. Does the chorale rehearse all year long then?
Yes, we do. We rehearse starting in September and take a small break after our concert in January. We call it semesters. So we have a first semester and a second semester. And then we start the second semester up about the second week of February, and we go until into June here.
So once this concert is done, you're off for the summer, or do they do another summer program?
We'll take a summer vacation, and then we'll start it up again in August with auditions, and away we go.
When are rehearsals and how often?
We have rehearsals every Monday evening from 7 to 9, and they are at the ARC building, which is the Arts and Recreation Center, in Decatur on Oakland Avenue.
And I assume you're always looking for new members.
Always looking for new members. That's right. We've had quite a few join this year, and it actually grew after our concert in January. We had a wonderful concert in January, and a lot of people saw it and just said, oh, I want to be a part of that. That looks like a fun organization, and it is a lot of fun.
What's the size of the group?
The size of the group this year is about 68.
Wow, bigger than I would have thought for some reason. I don't know why I say that, but...
Yeah, and it is an audition group, and it's kind of a community choir. There's people who have studied music, and then there's people who just love to sing, and they have wonderful voices, and they come and join. Some can read music, some can't, so we have all varieties in there, and they are wonderful.
What drew you to apply for the job?
Well, I actually ran into a friend of mine, and they said, we're looking for a director, and we just think that you would really be great. Would you audition? And I actually had to audition, and I had to take a piece in, and I had heard of the chorale before, and you know, I hadn't ever joined it, but I had looked into it, as I've been in the Decatur area for the past 10, 12 years living here. And I just thought, oh, that sounds like a neat organization. And I found out a little more about it, auditioned, and it seemed like a great fit, and it has been a great fit all year long.
We're getting a little bit of an idea as we do this conversation, as we'll hear some of the music, the range of music that the chorale does. But how would you describe to somebody who might think about joining, what's the musical range for the Greater Decatur Chorale?
Well, there's a wide variety of range. This past fall, we prepared a show entitled It's About Time, and it was songs centered around time, such as Time is My Friend, there are several different time topics. And then we also had some upbeat tunes. There's just a lot of variety of music. It's good music. It's fun to perform. It's entertaining. We have a really good time as we sing it. So anyone that wants to join is definitely welcome to audition again in the fall. And, we're always looking for great, entertaining new members.
Where would somebody find out about auditions?
You can find out at the Decatur Park District website, and you can look up Marie Jagger Taylor on there. She is our director, and she's over me, the administrator. And you can find the information of when to audition. It will be in August, so in August, coming towards September. So if you're interested, that's definitely the time to look us up and come join us and check us out.
And for this concert, Cooking with the Chorale, you've given it a title, As American as Apple Pie. Obviously, American music of different types can be on the program. Do you tend to thematic programming for your various ensembles that you're involved in?
Yes, we do. We do have themes for the different shows, and I think that's one of the things that really distinguishes our group from some of the others. You know, it's a variety of tunes. Sometimes there's gospel music, sometimes there's patriotic music, sometimes Broadway. In this particular program, we have three different genres. We have Broadway, and then we'll move into a jazz, and then we'll move into an American patriotic section. So it's all music that is, you know, indigenous to the American heritage.
And, of course, Broadway, jazz, both part of just a different part of the American heritage than, say, patriotic music. When you're looking for music for the chorale, give me a little idea of some of the ways in which you try to find it.
I look for things that are songs that I would enjoy watching a group perform, and things that I think that I can really make beautiful music with. I mean, as I said, they are very talented singers, and they really respond well to the different styles that I select for them. I think one thing I also look at is, what is the range of the music? You know, we don't want to sing music that is too high or too low, or you know, that doesn't fit the needs of the choir. This year, I think I've made them very happy with the different selections. They've been very excited about performing, and they're very excited about this performance as well, with the three different, very different varieties of music that they're going to be performing.
Well, let's give a sample of some of this. This is from a rehearsal that the Greater Decatur Chorale did, and this would be, will show up on the jazz portion of the concerts this weekend. And I assume it's because of the particular arrangement here, because I don't necessarily think of this as a jazz tune. It's Only a Paper Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly jazzy arrangement. I haven't heard it yet, so...
Yeah, it's definitely a jazzy arrangement, arranged by a fellow named Kirby Shaw. So,
oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah, so he's written a lot of the music, actually, that is in our program this semester.
The Greater Decatur Chorale here on Live and Local. They'll be performing Saturday and Sunday at Fairview Park. It's Only a Paper Moon, the name of that song, probably pretty familiar to most listeners, and I'm sure that that is part of the idea from Cindy Johnson, who's director of the Greater Decatur Chorale, who you heard there in that music in a recent rehearsal, mm-hmm. and they're going to be playing that, singing that with on the concerts this weekend at Fairview Park. I note from what you sent me, Cindy, that you'll have also what you call an ensemble of 17. Does that mean a small group of vocalists from within the larger choir?
Yes, it does, Kevin. It's a small group that auditioned. There's 17 members to that group, and they meet a little bit extra, so they have an extra rehearsal besides the regular rehearsal from 7 to 9. They meet about 6:15, and then we rehearse the tunes that they're going to perform. And it's fun. You get a different kind of a sound with a smaller group than you do from a group of, you know, the 68 singers. So,
does that necessarily mean you can do more difficult music, or it's just additional music?
I could do more difficult music. I would say maybe one of the tunes is a little bit more difficult, but it's just nice to have the smaller group, you know, and it takes some of the weight off of the other people, so it gives them a little less that they have to memorize, because, you know, when you have to memorize about 17 tunes and you're only meeting one time a week, it's kind of difficult to get all that memorized, but they sure do a good job, and this just kind of relieves a little bit of that stress for the semester.
Do you have any instruments involved in these concerts?
We sure do. We're accompanied by the very talented Anita Gifford. She is a Decatur person, and I'm so blessed to work with her. She just plays piano. I always say, you play piano like a wild woman. She can do anything I put in front of her. She reads my mind during rehearsal, and she is just a big blessing. We'll also be accompanied by the Decatur Park Singers band. So we'll have a guitar and a guitar and a bass guitar, and also a drummer as well. And then we'll add some horns in for a couple of the tunes. So it's a variety of instruments.
Yeah, since you mentioned the Decatur Park Singers, they're going to be performing with you on Sunday, and then the Young Park Singers performing with you on Saturday. Well, I should say, or maybe ask, are they actually performing with you, or are they just doing their own segment of each concert?
Well, that's a great question. They are a featured guest in our performance, so when we take an intermission, we'll rest our legs and backs and things and get to watch them perform. They'll perform about a 20-minute segment of the shows that they're preparing to tour around and perform this summer in the state of Illinois. So they're going to be singing their own little section, which I've seen some of it, and it's fantastic, so that you're going to have a lot of variety in this concert. Any kind of music that you want to hear is going to be there. And then at the very end, we will combine, and we will have a finale called Let Freedom Ring, which I think you have a sample of. We're going to play sometime today.
Yeah. You list that you have served as vocal director for the Decatur Park Singers. Do you do that currently?
I do not do that currently. I did that in 1996. I graduated from Millikan in 95 and took that job in 96 for the summer, and even got married that summer. I don't know how I did all that, because, as you know, they tour around a lot, and it was kind of crazy, but it was a wonderful job, and I think that might have helped me get this job as well. They had seen what kind of programs I produce, and maybe they said, hey, that's all right, we'll take that gal back.
And the Park Singers are what you would call a show choir, and you've got some other show choir experience yourself. I want to talk about that a little bit, and how does that inform what you do with the chorale?
Yes, I do have some show choir background. I was assistant director for the Mount Zion show choirs for 3 years, and then had a child and had to get out of all that. But, you know, that's kind of a crazy job with all the touring and the things that they do during the spring semester. I think it really helped me prepare for just performing in general. It gives you a lot of confidence, and I gained a lot of knowledge out of that about how to program and what types of things are entertaining for an audience to watch and what kinds of things are not entertaining for an audience to watch. So, you know, I think a lot of that experience has definitely helped me to serve in this capacity now.
I've neglected to say so far to our listeners here that Cindy Johnson not only directs the Greater Decatur Chorale, but as her full-time gig, teaches general music first through third grade for Mount Zion Grade School.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got quite a different sort of group to work with now. I imagine that feeds a different part of your soul, maybe?
It sure does. It's quite a blessing. I always tell them every Monday night, thank you for letting me get away from the little people land. I love my job. I love the little kids, and you can sure do a lot. But it's nice to be able to go on Monday evenings and rehearse with the adults and really push them, you know, to the edge and get them to produce some amazing sounds and some great quality music. So it is nice. It's a nice different part of my day, and my husband is super supportive, and I can say, hey, I'm going to head out to chorale rehearsal, and he says, have a great time. We'll see you in a couple hours. So it's nice to get out of the house and do something, you know, and help other people too as well.
The Greater Decatur Chorale is giving their annual Cooking with the Chorale programs Saturday and Sunday at Fairview Park Pavilion, number 1, 6 o'clock p.m. start time. There's concessions, there's hot grills for cooking. They're available starting at 5 o'clock. And there's going to be pies and other sorts of treats there to benefit the ensemble. You can picnic if you want. It's free and open to the public. And the chorale joined by the Young Park Singers on Saturday, the Decatur Park Singers on Sunday, an all-American program. Cindy Johnson's the director. Thanks for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
This land was made for you and me.
Once again, the Greater Decatur Chorale from that recent rehearsal under the direction of Cindy Johnson, and that called Let Freedom Ring from their patriotic section of the American as Apple Pie concerts they're going to be giving this weekend at Fairview Park in Decatur. 6 o'clock shows both Saturday and Sunday night. Saturday's show including guest performers the Young Park Singers, Sunday's show with the Decatur Park Singers. Both events free. And, of course, open to the public. Welcome to have concessions and participate in the grill. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. On tomorrow's show, we will be talking with the new music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. They will be announcing the name of that director tomorrow. And I'm not going to tell you who it is now, but we'll have that conversation on tomorrow's program. Also, coming up later in the week, the Andreas Kapsalis Goran Ivanovic guitar duo will be joining us live in the studio. Some other events you can go see and hear live in our listening area the next couple of days. Emily Otness is at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. The Diva and the Dude, who are Kathy Harden and Andy Baylor, will be at also at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6:30. Tom Irwin and Jeff Ryan are at Bob's Butternut Hut in Springfield tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Donnie Heitler has his weekly solo jazz keyboard gig at the Great Impasta in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. The Duke of Uke and his novelty orchestra are at Anita Purvis Nature Center in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6:30. David Howey is at 301 Magnolia in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6. Olivia Flanagan is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. It'll be sunny this afternoon, high around 88 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, the low around 55. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, the high 75. Currently, we're at 79. Here's a little bit from the Andreas Kapsalis Trio. This is simply called Tango.